And here is your Lesson V story. Another month for Judy. Mr. Ferguson could not deny that Judy had made a lot of sales in 2 days. Judy and Mrs. Henderson were on the phone with him today, Monday morning. "If we could establish a climate of this cooperative intensity," Mr. Ferguson said, "then this whole territory could be ours. College women, traditional wives, all of it." "That's right," said Judy, in very good humor. "We'll structure a discount campaign to capture the attention of every member of the female sex." "Why stop there?" asked Mr. Ferguson. "We men shopping for gifts for our wives are concerned with saving, and we need to be informed as well." "I dispute this whole thing," said Mrs. Henderson, inserting her first comment through the other telephone. Judy rolled her eyes. "Why am I surprised that you would criticize?" That rhymes, by the way. This made Mrs. Henderson absolutely hostile. "I came here to vacate these premises after she had occupied this store with no success for over a year," she protested. "Okay," said Mr. Henderson. "Judy, you have 1 month to recover a good sales record." "I'll be back," said Mrs. Henderson, walking briskly out the door. After work, Judy and Michelle and Gabriella met at Michelle's store. "I really appreciate your assistance," said Judy. "It's so nice being part of a community instead of being a victim of that horrible person." "So they said you could keep the store?" asked Gabriella. "For 1 month," Judy said, "but if it doesn't work, I can't even pay for my apartment. I'd be like a refugee who is chased out of the business world." "We should make some kind of treaty to work together in a way we learned by this incident," said Michelle. "Then we'll all have more job security. The issue is not just to do the same thing now, but do it better," said Gabriella. "This works pretty well," said Judy. "No, I see what she means," said Michelle. "We want this to appeal to people for a long time." "What we have to do," said Gabriella, "is research what features we can offer." Michelle started getting the idea. "I see. If we can identify what will make them purchase from either store, we can usually have at least one transaction in each store." "Yes," said Judy, "we'll be our own little discount culture. In this version, we can have what they want in one store or the other, but not in both." "They'll never quit coming," said Michelle. "But how will we know what they want? And who will be the liaison to do the buying for both stores?" Both Judy and Michelle turned their heads toward Gabriella. "I always wanted to learn how to be a buyer," Gabriella smiled. "If you both have all your sales on a disc, I can use the computer to estimate what each store should stock." "Wow, I like this," said Judy to Michelle, and then looking at Gabriella, Judy joked, "Where did you find her?" And these are your words for Story V. Apartment. Appeal. Appreciate. Assist. Brisk. Campaign. Capture. Chase. Climate. College. Comment. Community. Concern. Criticize. Culture. Deny. Disc. Dispute. Establish. Estimate. Feature. Horrible. Hostile. Humor. Identify. Incident. Inform. Intense. insert, issue, liaison, together, occupy, hours, phone, premises, protest, purchase, quit, recover, refugee, research, rhyme, security, sex, stock, structure, territory, today, tradition, transact, treaty, vacate, version, victim. And those were your words for Story V. Thank you.